Once upon a time, in a perverted land far, far away, lives a horny fucker called Wilfred the Willy Wanker. Now Wilfred is one perverted cunt. He is a compulsive wanker that can't leave his incredibly large cock alone. All day he's fiddling with that huge fucker. That is why Wilfred is known as Wilfred the Willy Wanker. Now, Alfred lives with his auntie. Wilfred calls her Auntie Big Tits. The reason why Alfred calls Auntie Big Tits Auntie Big Tits is because Auntie's tits are very big. Auntie Big Tits' real name is Julia Jugsworthy and comes from a long line of Jugsworthys. Now, unbeknown to Auntie Julia Big Tits, Wilfred has an obsession with his auntie's enormous fucking juicy tits. Not really surprising, as Auntie walks around the house in very short skirts, black seam stockings, slutty high heels, and tops that were certainly not made to cover such a huge pair of motherfucking tits. Auntie's big fucking tits bulging obscenely out of that tight top and parading around in front of Wilfred, the Willy Wanker, with so much cleavage on show. This would have Wilfred running off to his bedroom, and Wilfred the Willy Wanker would wank his willy to the thought of Auntie's enormous tits spilling out of that low-cut top. Wilfred the Willy Wanker is an expert wanker. The wanker has been wanking his huge horse cock for fucking years and has come to perfect the art of wanking his big pork sausage. He would think of his cock teasing Auntie dressed like a well-fucked whore as he grabs hold of his pulsing prick and pumps that protruding pole until he shoots a shitload of creamy spunk. One night, Wilfred the Willy Wanker said goodnight to his overly endowed titted auntie and then made his way upstairs to bed. Auntie Big Tits soon followed, as there was fuck all on TV and she thought she would piss off to bed as well. Julia Jugsworthy got into her skimpy, black, see-through nightie and jumped into bed. It wasn't long before Auntie Big Tits could hear those all-so-familiar sounds coming from the bedroom next door. The sound of Wilfred the Willy Wanker wanking his whopping willy. Low moans and whimpers and his bed creaking as the horny fucker wanks himself in bed. Auntie Big Tits knew what the horny cunt was doing and couldn't help but let her fingers wander down towards her slippery cunt. Auntie's huge knockers rub her slick slit, listening to the perverted wanking bastard in the next bedroom. One hand grabbing at her enormous fucking tits and sliding three fingers up her sloppy wet fuck hole with the other. Come on, ladies. What would you do if you had a donkey dick wanker wanking his huge horny fucking cock in the next bedroom? Auntie thinks as she asks the question to all the lady listeners out there. Auntie Big Jugs then reaches over to a bedside cabinet and pulls out a big long fat fucking 12-inch dildo. Auntie guides it down under the bed covers and between her legs towards her sopping wet cunt. Auntie Big Tits then slowly slides that fat long fucker of a dildo up into her horny twat. Auntie Huge Tits then slowly fucks herself with it while listening to the wanker wanking himself in the next room, wishing it was Wilfred's whopping wanger slipping in and out of her juiced up cunt instead of that very large dong of a dildo fucking her. Auntie Giant Jugs can hear the wanking wanker get louder and hornier, and she knows he is close to coming. Auntie is ramming that huge dong into her sodden horny cunt like a high-speed piston. Auntie Big Tits can't help but let out loud moans and groans as she orgasms and creams all over that lucky fucking dildo. Then Julia Jugsworthy settles down and falls asleep after her frantic cunt pumping. The next morning, Auntie Big Tits gets up and dressed in her usual whore attire, freshens herself up in the bathroom and goes downstairs. Wilfred the Willy Wanker was already in the kitchen and having his breakfast. Have a good night's sleep, Wilfred, asks Auntie Huge Motherfucking Tits. I did get to sleep eventually when the noise died down, Auntie, replied Wilfred the Willy Wanker to Auntie's embarrassment. Auntie Big Tits works as a librarian that can get very busy. Not surprising when the librarian is dressed like a total cock-sucking whore. Auntie has a coffee and then some breakfast and then heads off to work. Well, what can Willy the Willy Wanker do all day long, I wonder? As if I don't have a fucking good idea. After Auntie Big Slutty Hortis has gone off to work, Willy heads back upstairs to his bedroom and gets some filthy porn magazines from under his bed. Then Willy whips out his huge fucking horse cock and begins to wank himself off to all those big tits and juicy fucking cunts and hard-throwing cocks in those filthy porn magazines. The day goes by, Wilfred spending it wanking to the dirty porn magazines and spunking all over the house. Willy cleans up all of the creamy gooey mess before Auntie Big Tits gets home. Auntie then comes home from work and asks the horny wanker what he's been up to all day. Willy replies that he's been exercising on his muscle to make it bigger, thicker and stronger. They then have dinner and settle down in front of the TV for the evening. Wilfred then gets up and goes to the kitchen to make them both a coffee. Then Willy comes back into the living room with the coffees. Auntie Massive Tits can't help but look at Wilfred's huge horse cock swinging under his jogging bottoms. That enormous fucking fat length of cock has her mesmerised. The sight of that incredible big bulge was making Auntie's huge tits cunt start dampening in her panties. Then a little later, while Wilfred announces that he's heading off to bed. 15 minutes after the wanker has gone to bed, Auntie Big Tits decides to go up to bed. Auntie Enormous Fucking Tits then goes upstairs. When Auntie gets to the top of the stairs and looks across at Wilfred the Willy Wanker's bedroom, she gets the fucking shock of her life. Wilfred has his bedroom door open, and Wilfred is sat on his bed with filthy porn magazines open on his bed, naked from the waist down, with his enormous motherfucking donkey cock in his hand, throbbing like fuck, and the wanker wanking the fuck out of it. Come on, ladies, what would you do if you went upstairs and looked across the landing and saw a filthy, huge cocked bastard with his bedroom door open and is blatantly wanking that massive horse cock for you to openly see? Auntie Big Tits thinks as she wonders what the horny female listeners would do being confronted by the same situation. Similar situation happened earlier as Auntie Slutty Big Tits was walking home from the library. Julia Jugsworthy walked through the park and a filthy flashing flasher opened his raincoat and exposed his huge meaty fat fucking cock. Drooling and dripping pre-cum from the tip of his enormous throbbing perverted cock. What's a horny auntie to do but to take that dirty big cock flasher behind the bushes and suck the fuck out of that huge drooling dick like the horny cock-sucking auntie she is? Come on, ladies, what would you do if a dirty flasher opened his raincoat and exposed an enormous horse cock drooling and dripping in the park? Auntie Big Melon thinks as to what the lady listeners would do in the same situation. Anyway, back to the bedtime story. There is Auntie Big Tits atop of the stairs looking across at Wilfred's bedroom and Wilfred openly wanking off in front of his well-endowed auntie. Oh, you filthy fucking bastard, Willy! Auntie Big Tits shrieks as her hand goes under the short slutty skirt and rubs her soaked panties against her juicy wet cunt. Wilfred just carries on wanking his huge meaty pole. Auntie Huge Jugs can't take her eyes off the sheer size of that long, fat, throbbing, spunky fucking donkey cock. Fuck me, Willy, it's massive! Julia Jugsworthy squeals as she frantically finger fucks her horny fuckhole. Cunt juice is dripping out of her cunt and down the inside of her thighs and onto her stockings. Auntie Big Tits then goes into Wilfred's bedroom, still with her fingers buried up her slippery cunt, and grabs hold of that oversized cock. Oh, fuck! Willy, I need this huge fucking cock so fucking much, Julia says in excitement. I've been listening to you wank that big fucking cock every fucking night, and it gets my fucking cunt so horny and so fucking wet. Auntie Big Tits continues in a pent-up state. Auntie Big Tits then guides the bulbous head of that incredible length of fat, fucking throbbing fucking cock towards her sloppy cunt. Then Auntie Big Tits lowers herself inch by glorious fucking inch onto that monster meat of a cock. Ah, you enormous cocked bastard. Fuck me hard, you fucking wanker. Auntie shouts as she bounces up and down on that big long fat sausage. Willie then reaches up and pulls Auntie's top down, and out bounce two of the biggest fucking tits Willie has ever set his eyes on. Go on, Willie. Squeeze the fuck out of my enormous motherfucking tits, you horny cunt. Julie Jugsworthy says as Wilfred gropes and squeezes the fuck out of those huge fucking tits. You've been dying to get your hands on these big fucking tits, haven't you, you dirty bastard? Auntie continues as she bounces her sloppy, wet cunt up and down Willie's big willy. Willie and Auntie Big Tits writhe on the bed as the horny fuckers fuck each other into oblivion. Come on, Willie, shoot a big load of fucking spunk up my dripping whore cunt, you fucking dirty pervert. Auntie Big Tits demands as Willie squirts a huge, creamy, spunky load up in Auntie's wet, juicy cunt. The horny fuckers then spend the rest of the night fucking and sucking until the sun rises in the morning. Oh, 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 Willie. Oh, oh, Willie. Oh, 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 fuck, oh, fuck, oh, 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 oh